In Phoenix, daily high temperatures have hovered around 110 degrees for almost 2 months. The heat isn't just hard on humans, but on animals, too. And that is why the Phoenix Zoo recently provided some special relief. Christina Estes with member station KJZZ reports.
Behind the scenes, four guys feed 40-pound bags of ice into a machine that blows out something not typically seen here. Snow. 10 tons of snow. That's then presented to some of the more than 3,000 animals representing nearly 400 species that live here.
All right, so we're going into our mandrel exhibit now. We're going to drop just about a cart full of snow in there for them.
Primate keeper Tyson Marshall.
The baboons were definitely very interested in it.
Anna, the female, scoops a handful of snow, while Moja, the male, picks at a frozen treat made of Gatorade and sprinkled with raisins, bananas, and nuts.
He just grabbed a big hunk of ice.
It's the third year the Phoenix Zoo has held a snow day, but ice treats are common in the summer.
Some of our exhibits have cooling pads where they can lay down. It's just cold water running through it. We have swamp coolers. We have misters and fans. We can also do some of our buildings have air conditioning.
12-year-old Charlie Grindle was among those being entertained by an orangutan.
The bottom of the popsicle, there's peanuts, and he took one out of the thing and then brought it out of his mouth, cracked it open, and then put it back in his mouth.
Go, Muggy!
The snow and ice treats have a lot of benefits, says Danielle Wong, the zoo's behavioral enhancement coordinator.
Every animal's going to benefit from it in different ways. It could be a manner of cooling them down. It could be a manner of presenting it with food, and then they're engaging in those foraging behaviors. Or it could just be a manner of it's a totally new experience, and they really think it's cool.
A bucket-sized popsicle stuffed with fish captured 8-year-old Kirsten Endine's attention.
Well, the tiger just pawed with it and, ate it.
Wong says not everyone wants to play, and that's okay.
Some of our animals, even if they were coming from a colder climate, they might go, I don't think so. So behavioral enrichment, it's totally up to the animals if they choose and want to participate in engaging with it. We just like to give them that opportunity.
With temperatures well above 110 degrees, most choose to dig in before the snow melts. For NPR News, I'm Christina Estes at the Phoenix Zoo.